I am Madison Timmons.
I'm Chris Soucy.
And we're paranormal specialists who live in the most haunted city on Earth, Savannah, Georgia. Every day is Halloween in our line of work, so join us as we spin true tales of haunts, murders, and disturbing Savannah history. I'm Madison.
I'm Chris.
And welcome to the most haunted city on Earth. Beep-a-bop-bop-boom.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Most Haunted City on Earth. My name is Madison Timmons.
I'm Chris Soucy.
And I'm JT Timmons.
And today we have Jingles here with us.
Not Jingles.
Yeah, if you're just listening to this episode, this is Jingles, our new clown doll that Chris has brought to us. It's on a keychain.
So you don't lose it. You know, you're not going to lose your keys when they're attached to a demonic clown.
Well, okay. So, and here's the weird thing, y'all. Jingles is brand new. First episode that we've ever filmed with Jingles. And he decided to act fool as well. So
unprecedented technical difficulties ever since Jingles made an appearance on screen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, he's here and he is a force to be reckoned with. And he can go.
Very true.
He can go elsewhere. Here's a thumbnail for you, Debria. I'm going to put him back now.
He's going to get ticked off and then shut our podcast down again.
Yeah, he literally shut the whole power down, so that was cool. That was so nice. But Jingles is not the only ghost you're going to see on camera today, because we're doing another ghost caught on camera.
Ooh. Yeah, people seem to like them. And
it's fun.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that basically what I'm going to be doing now is I am going to be uploading the ghost caught on camera segment as a Spotify video. So you can switch between listening to it in the car, and then also video when you want to see the photo after you park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Please don't watch the video while driving.
Yes, yeah, please don't do that. But before we get into the ghost photo viewing, I do want to thank a few new para junkies. So we want to thank Shauna Stotler, Tracy Totten, Whitney Elaine, Casey Perez, and Caitlin Whalen. Thank you guys so much for becoming para junkies.
Woo woo!
Woo woo woo! Yeah, it's a great time to be a para junkie. We mentioned this in our first recording before Jingles over here decided to ruin that one. Basically, we were saying how it's actually really interesting how much of a private collection we have now on Patreon, because we've had Patreon for about a year or so. And so we've done so many things that it's like there's so much out there that if you're not a para junkie that you're just missing out on, because you can't access it obviously without being a para junkie. So if you're looking to watch some of the deep dives that we did this massive deep dive into the Sorrel Weed House. We have done private investigations. We've done all sorts of really, really fun things. We've gone to creepy places. So definitely check us out on Patreon.
Yep.
Join our group chats.
That's patreon.com/Savannah Underground.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And so with that there, let's dive on into these photos.
Yes. Let's do it.
Photo.
All right. So the first one is from Lisa Williams, and she said, this was captured on a trail cam in the woods of Tennessee.
Data
stamped on the bottom of the pic. My friend had these child spirits that would follow him. He passed away in June this year.
Did they have black eyes?
No. This is quite frightening photo. So I'm going to just go ahead and pass it over to Chris. It's pretty incredible.
And while we're looking at this photo, Jay, do you want to tell them where you're getting these so that maybe they can join the group as well?
Oh
my God.
Yeah. That's pretty intense.
Right? So tell everyone listening what you see.
They kind of look like they would have been in Squid Games.
They do look like they're in uniforms.
Yeah, weird.
Are they following?
Yes.
A figure?
Yeah.
Oh, they're the back of the heads. That's what it is. Okay. Yeah. So it looks like two children.
Right. An older child and a younger child.
One with pigtails and then one with like a short boyish haircut. They do look like they're in uniforms and they're like following behind. And that is horrifying.
Yeah.
And I believe this was, where did she say it was? It was
Tennessee.
The woods of Tennessee. Yeah, this is a very... That's compelling fair. Picture. You can actually see through the kids. It's very bizarre. It looks like turn of the century school uniforms because it looks like they're wearing shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of like weird Bermuda shorts. Or it looks British, maybe. Those kind of British school uniforms. Yeah, that's kind of compelling. It also looks like the older child is wearing a blazer with shorts, which kind of speaks to school uniform.
I immediately thought father and son.
Father and son?
Yeah.
The first one definitely looks like a girl. Son.
Yeah, it looks.
Because you can see that.
Her pigtails.
And she has slip.
Like a little dress or shorts. Yeah. Yeah.
You see where there's the line. So it looks like she's wearing like a white shirt under a gray skirted dress.
Wow.
It looks like the same type of dress that I wore like in elementary school, like those khaki little dresses that you put on children.
And something that we had talked about a lot in Apparitions is how they spend a lot of time focusing on the torso and head. And as it goes down, it kind of blurs out.
Right.
This is definitely that kind of notion where the legs are kind of almost like a misty, barely held together. But you can kind of see shoes.
You can.
So it's an interesting picture. And, you might think that what you're looking at is motion blur. However, they seem to be walking at such a pace that a motion blur would not necessarily be that severe.
Mm-hmm.
This is difficult.
It's an interesting photo though, because it also kind of looks like they're walking in a very regimented way.
Yes, in a line. Absolutely. Right. One right after the other. And they're definitely following,
whoever that is.
And is the figure the person in front, is that the person that...
Yeah, that's the person who passed away.
Right, who died, who was being followed by two children. That's very interesting.
Yep.
Maybe. And, because looking at him, he's a little blurred as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
he's not transparent. That
gives you... Well, his leg is.
His leg is transparent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Had he already passed away
when this was taken?
No, he passed away in June.
No, okay. When you first see it, it definitely looks like just two kids following their father, it definitely looks like, it's very compelling. That's a compelling picture to look at.
It looks absolutely like an older brother and a younger sister.
Exactly. It looks like
I'm
siblings.
Getting. Yeah.
Just following. And, had you just shown me this picture, I probably wouldn't have thought anything of it. I would have been like, oh, yeah, kids following an adult. But the kids are not dressed for this outdoor activity.
No, not at all.
The adult is looks like he's in fatigues, looks like he's wearing boots, looks like he's, he's up for a hike. So, he's hiking and the kids look like they're on their way to school.
Yep.
Creepy.
It is creepy.
Creepy.
Especially when you add the idea that the man in this picture passed away.
Oh yeah,
this seems harbinger-y.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking. It felt like almost that they acknowledge that he's going to be crossing soon.
Or if you think of that, like those series of photos from the movie Insidious, where the spirit is getting closer and closer and closer. I'd be interested in seeing other pictures of this gentleman.
See if they were further away. That's disturbing, Chris.
Okay. Well, that is not
nightmarish.
That's not an uncommon ghost story. That a spirit is closing in on you, and can be seen at certain distances. And the closer it gets to you, the closer you are to your own demise.
Creepy.
Very creepy.
All right, go ahead and pass me back over to the iPad, and we'll go ahead and move on to the next one. Michaela Gowan said, oh my gosh, L. Doherty said, my first thought was Wharton Greg. Wharton Greg?
Oh, from inside or over the garden wall. Yes, I love that show. I
just got you a Pottsfield sweater.
I literally just wore my Pottsfield sweater yesterday. I did not wear it on the show, but I'll have to wear that now. Have you seen that show?
Oh, yes. Oh, of my course.
God. So good.
It is a very autumnal show.
I love it.
If you haven't seen it, it is definitely worth watching.
It's easy. It's something easy to watch with your breakfast. It's like 15-minute episodes. Yeah.
And they're just... There's something so quaint, and it's almost like having a
cozy,
a very complex children's book read to you.
It is.
You know, it's very lovely.
It is. Yeah. It's very well done.
And it's all the craze with the kids today. Yes. Oh, the kids, they love it.
All right. So this next one I'm pulling up is from Christy Cruz, and this was... Let me go ahead and give it to y'all. This is another creeper.
Do we get a backstory with this one?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I was taking pictures with my camera going across the Smoky Mountains. We were taking my dad to see the sunset at Lookout. I was taking a picture of two trees with the sun in between them. It was gorgeous, but instead is what showed up in this picture. It looks like a lady with blonde hair and a black dress. There is a line that goes across her hand. I can't figure that out unless it was maybe possibly a ring that caught the light. I have no clue. Anyway, I loaded the photo onto my computer so I can get it on my phone at the time. I sent it to the Gatlinburg Chamber of Commerce. I love these people. Absolutely. She's one of us. I sent it to the Gatlinburg Chamber of Commerce, hoping maybe someone could enlighten me about a woman along the stretch of road, but they never responded because they were too creeped out, Christy. It's so good. All right, here we go. And boom goes dynamite.
Okay, so first off, not getting woman. I'm getting...
It looks like Gary Oldman's Dracula. From the movie, from Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker's Dracula, when you first meet him, he's got those two buns on his head.
It does.
Or Maleficent. You know, it seems like there's
Danny Darko.
some kind of crazy headgear, going on.
Yeah, I was not getting woman at all. I'm getting entity. I'm not getting any gender from it.
Horns comes almost immediately to mind that this is.
She had an idea. She horned. She and I've been talking.
Thing.
She had an idea. Okay.
Yeah, she and I've been talking. All right. Because whenever I use these people's photos, I make contact with them because I want to get their permission. I'm never using any of these photos without permission. Right.
Right.
So she definitely gave me permission, as literally every single person has, which is amazing. And she said, my thoughts on the pic is the lady in mourning, since dress is black and maybe a bonnet on her head.
Oh, see.
Like maybe she's facing away.
Oh, I see where you're coming from, Christy. But
I don't think
Can we not?
I also think that the thing in the hand is a sword.
What? That's, a sword?
The blade is pointed at us, so we can't see the full length of the blade, but those are the hand guards.
Could it be like a... Oh, my God. It is so creepy.
It is a very creepy picture.
So here's the thing, Christy. I get what you're saying about the bonnet in the face. I get that now. But can we not acknowledge the height of this thing?
It's a very tall thing.
Okay, for those of you who are listening, this thing is in front of a tree that is like very clearly a very grown Tennessee mountain tree, which is
Tennessee mountain tree,
which are not small trees by any stretch of the imagination. Like this thing definitely has to be like 8 or 9 feet at minimum.
At minimum, yeah, you're right, and. Because of the way that the shoulder and head configuration seem to be, you know, it's very peculiar. It's very off-putting.
It is.
It almost looks like you're catching something materializing, you know, in mid-materialization, you know, or dissipation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a good answer, but I'm looking at how very straight the line at the hand is. And that, and if you look at the very center, there's like a thicker portion of that.
I see what you're saying.
And so there, it seems to be a lighter trail coming forward from it. So I don't know. I say sword because I'm a sword nut, but it does seem like it could be a dagger, a knife, or something. It's so very straight.
Yeah,
like, it's so straight,
peculiarly, like unnaturally straight.
Yeah.
Because even in lens flare, you wouldn't think it would be that perfectly horizon, you know,
right.
That perfectly.
Yep. It reminds me so much of that photo. Who sent that photo in? The thing at the church camp, like the big black.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look back at the church camp.
That was Lauren Natakow.
That's who it was.
Yes.
Yeah. And sorry if it's not you, Lauren. If it is. Regardless, though. Y'all, if y'all remember that photo.
This does seem to be one of those entities that you would hear about in the woods. And definitely feels more non-human than human to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just looking at it. Because I almost see a smile. Is it now just my imagination that it's
smiling?
No, I see
the smile.
No, I saw the smile at first,
too.
I see the
smile. Yeah.
It's also giving antlers. It's giving antlers.
I
remember a couple comments on this photo are very similar to what y'all are getting. If you sift through all of the people that really shouldn't
the
be a
eyes.
Part of this, if you sift through.
Now I'm almost thinking that you're looking at horns like almost a ram's horn.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, going up and back.
Yeah.
And the eyes are like.
I thought execution mask too. Like something you put over their face before they hang them.
But still wouldn't make sense for the height of it, which is really where a lot of my feelings of non-human entity comes from.
Yeah.
Because even if you have the tallest human being, they're still not going to be that tall as an apparition. It's just bizarre.
It is bizarre.
All right.
Fascinating. That's a fascinating picture.
So let me just go ahead. Wanderlust Magic said that is a wildly compelling photo.
It
makes
is.
Me wonder how the Dazia standing behind me appears to those who can see him. Michaela Gowans said even the blurred face is giving I think Satan the emoji.
the demon
emoji. She said it just gives me dread just looking at it.
Right?
El Doherty said the black is just so black, like it absorbs all light and has no highlights. And Wanderlust Magic said I see the ram's horn too, like it's intentionally warping its face.
Yeah. Well, and you can even see that on the edges, it is frayed. It's misty around the edges, you know, which isn't motion blur. It's almost like congealing, you know. It's a compelling picture.
Yeah,
whatever it is, it definitely inspires. Well, you know, so much thought.
And if anything, it could be like a bit of an aura of that
entity.
That's
why I'm saying a black aura.
Yeah. Like a gray, just murky aura, which is never a good sign if you do.
Never a good sign. Fun fact, Daisy is Polish for grandfather. So that's cool. All right. So let's go ahead and move on to the next one. We have two more.
Okey-dokey.
I will say, the grand finale, y'all. Just in between in these photos, I want to say the grand finale is unbelievable. It is truly grand finale, and it went viral on the Facebook page.
Right.
I mean hundreds, thousands of likes and comments because it is a full body entity that makes sense to its environment.
Sure.
And it is just frightening. And so Maddie has not seen the photo, but she did research on what happened in that area. And so we'll get into that. But before we do, we got a good one. So this is from Ann Richardson Wortman. And she said, this was a couple years ago in Tombstone, Arizona, the Birdcage Theater Ghost Tour.
Okay.
Notice the man in the right by the red lamp on the right with a top hat. All right.
Okay.
Now this one, it takes a moment to find, but then when you find it, you'll be like, whoa.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. I'm going to get it up for the Para Junkies. 1 second.
Okay.
All right, so It looks like a set.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
It's almost like a floating top hat.
But you begin to see
right here.
There's a shoulder.
The more you look at it, the more detail happens.
Oh.
It's not a top hat at all. That's a cowboy hat.
Oh, it's a cowboy hat?
Yeehaw.
Look, it goes in front of the lamp and curls up.
Oh, it is.
So it's a wide brim. He's closer than you think he
and
is.
And you kind of see the
and
nose.
And you see his nose and face.
Oh, wow.
The more you look at it, the more you see. I think he's wearing a bandana, or he's got a big beard, maybe.
Right.
I think there's. I think there's definitely something there. It. It because.
Oh, he's wearing a duster.
Yeah.
You see, this whatever it is going all the way down.
And it would make sense too, because of the fact that he might be an entity attached to something in this room, because this is all very outlaw, saloony type things. And
certainly a place of comfort for, the people of the time period would be drawn to, all of these era clues.
It's the hat that does it for me.
Oh, yeah. The hat's the most prominent.
Yeah, that's the most prominent for sure.
When especially because the shadow goes over the lamp. That's what's the most compelling over it.
And you can see that it's a curved brim.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And then the chair, I know you can't help but to notice there's like a fogginess over that chair with the money on the the seat. Yeah, just tell people listening what you're seeing.
So basically, the room is set up like a saloon. There's a table where people are playing poker. So you've got chips and money and cards on a table. Right behind it, at one of the chairs, is this kind of misty sensation. And the misty sensation actually goes up. Actually, I very clearly see a face now with a beard. Eyes, nose, cheekbone, mouth, beard.
Oh, I do too.
Do you see it?
Yep, I see what you're saying.
It kind of has that old prospector look, because now the hat looks more like a derby because of the size of the head. Because the head is much larger than I thought it was. See, it's much larger to me, at least.
It still very well could be a cowboy hat.
Yeah, well, I meant of that period.
Oh,
it's not as big as I thought it was. I thought the hat had a wider brim, but again, it's closer to the camera than the original analysis that when I first saw it, I thought it was in the corner, but I think it is. I think it's standing where the table is.
Yeah.
It doesn't care that there's a table there. It doesn't care that there's a chair there. That's very compelling, because the more I look at it, the more details I get. Like, I can really see that face very clearly now. I see both eyes. I see the nose. I see both cheeks. I see a mouth. It looks like he has a kind of a full beard. I see his ear.
Yep.
The more I look at it, the more. And it's interesting because it's about how close I am to it. Because, like, I don't see it when I get too close. Well, now I still do see it.
Yeah.
I guess once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's like one of those 3D puzzles.
L. Doherty said, what the? Wanderlust Magic said, definitely a cowboy hat. And like the big rancher overcoat. Caitlin Whalen said, this one is so faint that I'd like to see the comparison with the photo. It's competing with the natural glare from that picture overhead light.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, just wild.
It is wild.
It's wild. So,
yeah, and it takes looking. You wouldn't necessarily, it doesn't jump out at you.
Yeah.
But when you know what you're looking for, it starts to piece itself together. But again, it's one of those things that the longer you look at it, the more details you get.
Yerp. Right.
Yerp.
I like it.
I like it.
Arizona it's a haunted
Tombstone, Arizona.
Well, Tombstone's, and this is the theater, right?
Pizza. Yes.
So, famously haunted. Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not entirely sure, actually.
Yeah, I would hope it was Tombstone, Arizona, and not, like, actually a tombstone.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's your pizza. It's dead.
It's dead.
All right. Let's move on to the last one. This one is going to scare everybody.
Oh, good.
Everyone will be
frightened. Did you hear that, Jingles?
I guarantee it. Everyone
Jingles
will be
like,
freaking frightened.
Jingles is like, I'm not scared of anything.
I'm gonna be real. I absolutely, I could not believe a lot of people could not believe their eyes on Facebook. Like, and I'm not hyping this up for it to be a letdown. It is not a letdown. All right, so here we go. I'm gonna read it and then I'll show y'all. Okay. I have it pulled up. It gives me chills just even looking at it, and that's me. I know. All right, here we go. Hope everyone's ready. Brace your freaking selves. All right. This photo was taken at a boxing event a couple of years ago by the mother of my friend who's fighting, and she posted a couple of pictures of the night on Facebook, to which everyone kept asking who the girl is in the ring. I was at the event and never recall seeing her, and neither could anyone else. So we looked into this a bit more, and we found out that years before the venue used to be a children's home and got burnt down. And my mate seems to think that they look like burn marks on her arm. What do y'all think? Everyone thought yes. Okay? There you have it. There were no – in the comments of these photos, there's always naysayers. There's no naysayers here.
Yeah.
Like – this is going to freak y'all out. So let me just get it prepared for Pair Junkies. At the same moment, y'all look. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Go for it.
Oh, no. That's not right.
That's not right.
Oh.
That's not right.
Nah, that's not right.
And it is not Photoshopped.
Oh, my God.
I put it into Lightroom, same pixelation and everything. It is not Photoshopped.
It's so...
Her hand is in front of the center.
It's so rope. Solid.
Yeah, it's too solid that to it's be too comfortable. Solid.
I didn't...
That's not right.
She's not even supposed to be like a girl like that's not supposed to be in the ring. Her hair is straightened and matted. There looks to be some type of burn mark on her arm. Yeah. No one can remember seeing her. For all the people that are like, that's just a girl in the ring. No one can remember seeing her. Remember
and that is a person that you would remember.
You would remember seeing a skulking,
she's
creepy girl walking around the ring.
She's hunched over.
She's barefoot.
She's barefoot. Yep. So go ahead and talk about that, y'all. My number one question is, how could a entity be that unbelievably solid?
That's a fresh entity. So here's the thing. So now that I am seeing the photo with what I researched, here is where my thought process comes in. I don't think this is somebody from the children's home, because here's the tea. Where this was taken at the Grantham Cricket Club in
Nottingham?
Lincolnshire.
Lincolnshire.
Now mind you, it seems like Lincolnshire has is just like one of those classic old towns where if you want any records on anything, you gotta like before like the internet existed, if you want records on anything that existed prior to that, you have to go to their archives. So I didn't find anything about a children's home at this location, but this location has a history of field fires.
Oh.
And there was recently one in 2022 where a bunch of school children had to be evacuated because of a field fire on Gorse Lane, where this is located, where this cricket club is located. And so adding to my point that I think I made it might have just been before we started filming and while we were still on live on the air with the Pair Junkies, I have this theory that it's not even a theory. It's pretty accurate in the way I describe entities is when you are a fresh entity. A lot of times you are given a certain amount of energy. I picture it like a gas tank meter. When you are a fresh entity, you're on full. And when you start to do things, like you become full-bodied apparitions, you interact, you move things, whatever, what have you. And they're expending energy. That gas tank ticks down. But a lot of times the freshest entities are the most solid in that way. So this, at least for me, this feels like an entity that died very recently, and she very well could have died in that field fire from 2022 if this was taken recently. Because the club, the reason why I had a hard time with all of this is because the club has, the actual club itself has existed since the early 1800s, but their old location burned in the 80s, and then they moved to this location in 1992. And so if this was an entity from prior to 1992, it would not be this solid, in my opinion.
Wild. What do you think, Chris?
I'm beginning to think it's not human.
Really?
And I think it is imitating someone who died from fire. And again, wild conjecture. I don't really have a lot of support, but one of the supports I have is that it looks like there are six fingers.
Mm. Oh.
What? I see five knuckles on the hand in front of the thing and then the thumb. So that's six fingers. Do you see the knuckles? Mm-hmm. One, yeah. Two, three, four, five knuckles on right. The front of the hand. And then
this
the thumb.
Nauseates me.
And that's just it. The overall sensation of looking at this is there's something off. It's not just a girl. You know, the expression on her face is so hateful and
menacing.
And, you know, you could almost think that if it were a wrestling match, having a character like this, like roaming around and trying to like intimidate the audience. But this is a boxing match, yes?
Yeah, it's a boxing match.
So there's no sensationalization there.
Exactly.
The face, the eyes look a little too large and dark.
And the mouth is like non-existent.
Is hardly existent. We talk about this a lot. When entities parade as humans, they don't always get it right. There are certain aspects of it that just aren't completely right. Like the hair is not quite right. You know, it's just odd. There's something odd about it.
Yes.
And that kind of like creates this notion that this is something trying to look human. Mm. And I only say that again because it's that creepy. It's that creepy of a picture.
It's that creepy.
That it's like, you know, if it were just somebody who died, would they have this kind of menace? Because even the posture is menacing.
Mm-hmm.
Even the posture is like I'm coming for you.
Yeah,
you know, like it is. I'm about to jump.
Right.
Which, you know, and we've talked about before that human spirits that are corrupted by their desire, by what they really, really want, can forego their humanity, can become an obsessive entity. But there's something about it that makes me, because it's either engineered to look off-putting,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
or it's genuinely off-putting. You know, it's like what are we dealing with here? And I keep thinking how very interesting it is that the hand is on the outside of the rope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do y'all have any questions for Ben? Because he's currently online and talking to me. The photo was taken 4 years ago.
And
okay. And he
could not see this girl with his own eyes.
Yeah, it was. Hold on one second.
Okay, well, then that completely negates my theory of the 2022 fire. If this was taken 4 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, because another thing is, all the way down, it's got feet.
And he says it in the post. I was at the event and never recall seeing her, and neither could anyone else.
Yeah, because you would see a child getting into the ring, walking around the ring, getting out of the ring.
Yes.
You know, a ring is the central thing you're looking at because on all four sides, people are facing it. All that attention. Also, a very big part of certain entities is to get attention, is to be a figure that gets attention. This is compelling because otherwise I just say, oh, that's a spooky girl. That's just a weird looking girl.
Unfortunate looking lady.
You know, and
it's
she's
the hair.
She's also very small because she's behind this man. And even if he were 6'2", 6'3", she's still very tiny.
So one of the things that I noticed about it is that, and this is just for a photo, you know, obviously they have really harsh lights on the roses and the people's heads and all of that, but it looks a little like it's on fire. I just immediately, like, that was one of the first things that I noticed, was that it looks kind of like it's on fire. Obviously, that's most likely the camera sensor. I just figured I'd bring it up. It's utterly terrifying. And, y'all can see Ben's coming through.
Yeah,
all right, cool. All right. So I will say that the Parajunkies have their opinions.
Yeah, I'd love to hear
what
other people are thinking.
Absolutely.
Because it is so solid that you would think that it was died within a week.
Right.
Kind of thing. However, the intent, usually spirits right after they died, unless they died in terrible duress, unless they died fighting.
Yes. So Michaela Gowans, I love it because before every photo she texts, and I love keep doing it because it's great, but she says bracing myself because she's like I love these episodes because it's like, look at the spooky photo.
And this is like jump scare type quality.
This is jump scare type quality.
That just seems very solid, to just shake off as something that isn't there. Like, you're not like, oh, that's a camera smudge. No, that,
yes.
that is not a camera
that
smudge.
That is not a camera
this
smudge.
This orb. No, that is a girl standing in a ring. And, if you just showed me the picture, I would never in a million years guess she wasn't there.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Looking like a swamp rat.
I would think she looks
swamp rat.
Very strange.
Yeah.
You're inviting some real damage to us right now.
Yeah, and that's why I married her, everybody.
Over from the Atlantic. Whoa. Who you call a swamp rat?
All right, so Tracy Totten said, that is terrifying. L. Doherty said, and her feet are there. How much energy does she have? Wanderlust Magic
so
said,
much energy.
My brain is actively fighting against my eyes right now to figure out what I'm looking at. Definitely burns on her arm. Hand is just wrong. Mm-hmm. Michaela, she braced herself, and now she has literal chills and dread. Caitlin Whalen said, it's surprisingly not scary, though. For all that, it's shockingly clear and unnatural. And then Michaela, I love Michaela. She said, my eyes are watering. Oh, my God. Tracy said her hands are a little blurry towards the bottom, too. Caitlin said, it's really weird that her eyes are clear, but the rest of her face is blank. And Michaela said, her face isn't complete, but the fact that she got her feet and hands almost done means that she was expanding that energy. Mm-hmm. Caitlin Stab said, that is crazy. I wonder what the story is. Tracy said, I agree with Chris. Look at the face. Michaela, that was one of the ideas too, Chris. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a non-human spirit. And it's just while Wanderlust Magic said it's like the idea of hair without having seen it move or flow itself. It's too stiff, very unnerving. And I completely agree.
Right.
Another thing that is odd is how far away the ear is from the eye.
Yeah.
The distance of the face, how much face there actually is, the cheek and the jawline. That's a very long jawline.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what adds to the unnaturalness. That's not to say that it's an impossible jawline or it's an impossible thing. It's just it almost looks like after Sam Winston did American Werewolf in London, everyone did the face stretch to make werewolves. It looks like she's about to turn into a werewolf. It looks like she's in transformation. Like her snout, her face is stretching forward. Again, if this is a real person. And we're just like ragging on your looks. I'm terribly sorry.
It's not a real person. It's not. Ben said. Ben, the OP of the photo, said was talking about it then, but it came up in a memory the other day and showed a few people at work. And a gentleman said, "If I can speak to anyone about it on a ghost group," which is why I joined that group yesterday. Mm. So
fantastic. Yeah. No, it is. It is. Super compelling because, when you marry all of the elements together, what you're looking at is something so solid that you cannot refute is present.
Yes.
But if you cannot support its presence, you're dealing with, a very major output. Even if it's as simple as a child who died, the amount of energy being expelled here is phenomenal.
Yes.
You know.
And we also have a photo of a full entity, a solid entity. Madison and I captured it, and that's actually, if you go back on our TikTok, if you haven't seen that, it's the little boy at the end of the hallway.
Right.
That was one of the our first viral videos because it was so scary, and you know, we could testify that that was a little boy at the end of the hallway.
Yeah,
like, we're testifying like right hand up. So anyway, these full-blown entities are so rare, but when you get them, it's unfreaking believable. It
Absolutely.
takes your breath away to mm-hmm. a certain degree. So thank you, Ben, for giving us permission. Thank you, everyone, for giving us permission
right.
To use these photos. We're going to continue with the segment. People really seem to love this segment. And whatnot. Anybody listening, again, I'm going to make it to where you can just switch right over, because I know it might be frustrating if you're listening and then everyone's so lit about something and then you're like, oh, what is it? You know, and you might not use YouTube, you might not like YouTube. So I'm gonna make sure that when we do these segments that it'll be visual for y'all.
Right.
But anyway. I'm also noticing that no one in this group seems to be looking at her.
Right.
And I can't imagine that you wouldn't look at her. You know,
oh, that's a good
I'm looking
point.
At the crowd. The crowd definitely aren't looking at her. And, you know, how would you not look at the one thing that's out of place, a girl in the ring?
Yeah.
It seems like that you would be compelled to. I mean, these guys might be looking at her, but the guy right here is definitely not, and he's definitely not.
No one's looking at her.
So
it's
that's
true.
That's intriguing too.
So with that being said, I'm gonna post this photo on Patreon for people to analyze. I'm gonna ask Ben here in a minute, once we're done with the live stream and everything, to send me the original photo if he has it, or just the photo that he has, so it'll be not as compressed. Or the least compressed we can get it. Because I would love for the para junkies to look at the photo, analyze it, and let us know what they think. Yeah. Honestly, I could just post all of them on Patreon so you know they can go through all of them themselves without looking at it on a screen in a video. So cool. All right.
Okay, well, now that I've been officially disturbed for the rest of my day. thank you guys so much for listening and watching today's episode. Hopefully you can sleep tonight after that last photo. That's always preferable.
I wanted to give a shout out to Dalen Spratt.
Oh yeah,
Dalen was on the last episode. If y'all have not seen that, you absolutely need to. It's one of the best we've ever shot.
Absolutely.
For sure. They were in freaking credible. But Dalen has a YouTube channel, and it's called The Graveyard Shift. And it is so cool what he does. He sits in cemeteries and he uses a spirit box to talk to the spirits around him, and he gets insane evidence. Like yesterday he posted a video where he's talking to someone says Matilda through, he's right next to a gravestone that says Matilda. I mean, it's like, out of all the names,
right,
that's what the spirit box says. Like, come on, like, crazy. So go check his out. He actually just texted me back, and we're gonna do a collaboration with Dalen. We're gonna go along with him to kind of just do a graveyard shift. We're gonna
Fantastic.
Pull a shift with
cool.
him. And so it's going to be really cool. So that will be a Para Junkie exclusive, and then it will be up on his channel.
Cool.
But I'm going to shoot it, and we're going to shoot it in, you know, cinema fashion. And it's going to be super, super dope. So that's going to be one of the next Para Junkie exclusives, everybody. So if you have not joined Patreon, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Bye. All right, then. Well, thank y'all so much for listening to today's episode. And with that, my name is Madison Timmons.
I'm Chris Tucci.
And I'm Batrick.
And you're Batrick?
Mm-hmm.
But Batrick's over here.
I knew it.
And we
Jingles!
And Chris is Jingles. But with that, though, stay spooky, y'all.